It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Desiree Stevenson. She's with the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce, and there is a lot going on in August that we need to cover. Desiree, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for asking me.
Might as well just start right at the top. You know, everybody's been dealing with these passports all season long, the snapshot passports, which is a great thing.
Yes, love it.
And I'm sure you'll do it every year because it works out really well, and I think that you've gotten a pretty big response to them. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the party that's coming up on the 14th.
All right, so I'm super excited for the party. So again, it's going to be at Pioneer Park from 6 to 8. So what this includes is any kids that participated in it, I don't care if it was one or you finished the entire book, bring your family down, come have dinner on us. We'll do hot dogs, chips, drinks, we'll have all that for you. But we're also doing a slip and slide down Pioneer Park. We'll have bounce houses. We're going to have just a bunch of things for kids to do. We have some prizes. If you do finish the book all the way, all the stamps, your name will be put in for like a drawing, and we will pick names out of that to whoever everybody picked it. You'll have first, second, and third prize, and they're going to walk away. We have some Hoko Zoo tickets. We have swim passes. We have tickets to the Bees games. So we try to make sure, you know, the adventure continues even after the summer, because we want to make sure that parents and kids are taking the time to spend with each other. So we've made sure to keep it as a family activity as possible.
Absolutely. And that, once again, is August 14th. And that is from 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be at Pioneer Park. That sounds like a lot of fun, especially as a reward for, you know, what they've done all summer long with the
right
snapshots and stuff.
You know, and I noticed that, you know, when the kids come in, what I see, and I hope the business owners are seeing this as well, you know, if you're in it, that, you know, the kids have so much joy and they feel accomplished because they finally get to check this off their list. And that is the best thing that I can see.
Well, you know, and it's just something about being able to put a check mark on off of something, or
yeah,
scratch something off of a list. It's just a rush.
Yeah, you're one step closer to being done. And I think, you know, we've had, I think, four families so far come in with all their kids that finished it, and they are so excited. And the best part about this for me, I think, was all the lemonade stands that you saw around town this summer. I think that's one of the things I'll always remember, because you didn't see them before.
Right.
And there were so many kids out there, and they were selling it, and they were so proud of it. So, and I think coming from a business side, you know, that gives them that drive and that hope that maybe they could get into that
kind
of sales.
It really does. And it gives them, you know, something to think about, and that could be a step towards in the right direction, really.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Then coming up on the 17th, 3 days after that, you're teaming up with the Emory County Chamber of Commerce, and you're going to have the Tavaputs Ranch Retreat.
Yes.
And now talk a little bit about this one.
So everybody is invited to do this if they would like. If you are a chamber member of either Carbon or Emory County, it is $30 per person to come to this event. If you are a non-member of either of the chambers, it's $50 per person. So you kind of get a discount just because you're a member. But we will meet at the Carbon County administrative building, kind of where our chamber is located here in Carbon County. Mm-hmm. We'll meet in the parking lot. We will leave at 8 o'clock, and we will all travel up together. You do have to have a four-wheel drive vehicle to go up. So that's why we always carpool. We always make sure that there's enough room for everybody. But once we get up there, we are going to have a trainer. Her name is Heidi Walker. She's with the Salt Lake Chamber. She's going to kind of go over any questions that people might have about chambers and what we're supposed to be doing, or, you know, and what we're doing and how we can improve on it, and or just to educate people on what a chamber is. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be super fun to, like, just to get that education, I think, the information. And then, you know, we have Jeannie up there, who owns the Tavaputs Ranch with her family. They cook us a lunch. It is wonderful. It's steak, like potatoes. I always say it's like homegrown food because it's awesome food. So, and then just the tours that they give up there, it's a great time just to get away from everyday stresses, just for even if for a few hours.
Right. So, and if you're interested in this, you have to get a hold of the chamber there at 637-2788. What's the cutoff on this?
So I think it's the 9th.
The 13th.
13th. Okay. So a couple more days. So I just need to know, I think, the Monday before that event.
Okay.
So, and that's just to make sure that they have enough food and we can get the rides arranged correctly.
And you have to RSVP and prepay.
prepay. At the
chamber office also.
You can pay that day. We do take, you know, you can pay in the check, cash, or we have Square, so I can send an invoice over to your email. You can click and pay that way too.
Okay.
Or you can call in with a credit card. It's up to you.
All right. So that's the Tavaputch Ranch Retreat on August 17th. You need to let the chamber know before the 13th that you're interested in going. That sounds like a lot of fun also.
Yeah.
And then, of course, coming up on the 20th, we're going to have a discussion about the Inland Port. Now, this is something that you hear about.
Right.
And people are up in arms about it.
Right.
And so they're going to have a gentleman come down. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So his name is Derek Miller. Mm-hmm. He also is kind of a representative of the Salt Lake Chamber. So the chamber up in Salt Lake, you know, they get involved with a lot of things that are up there. So this has caused some talk for sure. But, you know, they're going to come down here and kind of talk about what the Inland Port means for our areas, because they'll have like satellite locations that they can use. So it's just kind of discuss what it is and how that can affect our community if they choose to look at our location as an area for one of those. So nothing's been set in stone about this. It's just to come down and kind of talk about the pros and cons to it all. So that will be held at the Tuscan on August 20th at 1:00. We will have light refreshments, but not a lunch. Okay. So, but that's free to attend. I just need to know how many are coming, just so we make sure we have enough seating.
And so once again, RSVP the chamber, and that same number, 637-2788.
That's correct.
Okay. And then we're a little bit ahead of this one, but what you're doing is it's casino night.
Casino night, yep.
And it's scheduled for October 4th. And you're looking for sponsors.
Right now, we're just looking at sponsors. So, you know, there's the different levels. So you can be the high roller. I think that's $500 for that. Or you can get as low as $250, which is a game table sponsor. So what that is you would sponsor a table of one of the games that are going on. So it would be your logo at that table itself. So, you know, each of them come with different things. So we'll send out that flyer. It'll be going around in our emails. If somebody would like it, they can call and I can send it to them as well. It's also on our Facebook page. So we just want to make sure everybody is getting the know about it. And then, we're looking for sponsors for this event just to give businesses the opportunity to be involved.
Okay, so if you're interested in a sponsorship at the Chamber of Commerce Casino Night, call the Chamber office, 637-2788. And you were telling me that when they call the chamber office, somebody else may answer the phone.
Yes. So we have a new intern. Her name is Mary Clough. And so she has been with the chamber for maybe 2 weeks, but she'll be with us for a total of 6 weeks. So we have an intern program going on with the Desert Industry, so DI. Mm-hmm. So we are kind of helping her with things that she wants to learn how to do and just get that experience working within a like a secretary position. Mm-hmm. So, and she's doing an awesome job. So if you do get a phone call from somebody from the chamber and it's not me, her name will be Mary. So she really does work side by side with me, and she's doing an amazing job.
All right. So there you have it. Let's give it a rundown one more last time. Now, August 14th, that is the Snapshot Passport Barbecue Party. Come one, come all.
Yep.
And that is at Pioneer Park from 6 to 8 p.m. That'll be a lot of fun. Maybe pay all your hard work in the summer will pay off, kids.
Yeah.
That have gone around with the Snapshot Passports. What a great program. Then on the 17th, you've got the Tavaputs Ranch Retreat. That's $30 for a member of the Chamber of Commerce of either Carbon or Emery County, $50 for a non-member, and you need to RSVP by the 13th. Is
right.
That correct?
Yep.
Then we've got the Inland Port discussion on August 20th. This is going to be a very important thing. You know, like we said before, a lot of people are losing their minds over the Inland Port up in Salt Lake. So that is going to be on the 20th at 1 p.m. at the Tuscan. And you will RSVP the chamber at 637-2788 by the 19th of August. And then, of course, there is the Casino Night sponsorship opportunities. And call the chamber for more information on that as well.
Yep.
All right. We get it all?
I think so. For right now, you know.
You're going to be busy.
Yeah, and then, you know, we just go into more things that we have coming up. But right now, these are the main focus. So
that's all right. Keeps you out of trouble.
Sometimes.
All right, Desiree, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, make sure you check our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.